Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight.
Good Friday morning to you. It is 8:40, 62 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We've got that free WRHI app that will help you just enjoy all our stations. And we're on Facebook Live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. so you can stay up to date and entertained at the same time.
One of our favorite guests joins us on Palmetto Mornings, Billy Dunlap. He's president of Visit York County. When it comes to tourism and COVID-19, boy, your industry is taking a hit.
We're seeing the numbers.
Right. Exactly.
We saw it over the last 2 weeks, and it's progressively getting worse. We hope we get to that point where we're able to really maintain, but things change every hour now. So it's really been devastating to the tourism industry, and we've seen it across the board from hotels to restaurants to attractions. So everybody's feeling the brunt of it right now. So we're just trying to, we're telling them to let's just hang in there. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel right now.
So you're estimating, what, $8.2 million economic loss here in York County?
Yeah, that's for, and that's anticipating that we'll lose some of events March, April, May. We've already lost some March and April, but as we get into May, if we lose those, that'll be right at $8 million of economic impact. And what that is that's direct spending. That's direct money spent in the community, whether it's in restaurants, hotels, attractions, buying gas, shopping in our stores, all of those things make up economic impact. So it is something that we, you hope it never happens. But, now that it is, now it's just about weathering the storm.
Well, I think about, your mission and your name, Visit York County. No, don't. Just pause. Hashtag pause. Wow. How has it impacted internally your employees and the to-do list on a given day?
Well, it's changed everything. We have a call. Everybody's doing Zoom now. So we're doing that as well, checking in with everybody. But we've given everybody tasks because we just launched our 3-year strategic plan. So we're working on that. But we're also working on our marketing plan for when this comes to an end, because we know it's going to come to an end. We hope sooner than later, but every destination is going to be, hey, we're open, come to us. So we're putting our marketing plan together now to where when we do see the light at the end of the tunnel, that we're ready to push that out to bring people back to York County. We're unique because we're not truly a destination like the beaches or the mountains. So the majority of our traffic is drive-in, over 90%. We're a drive-in market. So corporate travel, we hope, comes back fairly quickly. That will help us. But sporting events, those are already on the calendar. So as soon as we're ready to travel again, those should come back. So it's just about getting that message out that York County is going to be open for business.
Billy, let's, if we can, talk about hotels, occupancy rates, maybe here in York County specifically, and maybe what your industry friends are saying in the state of South Carolina.
Well, across the state is completely different. Myrtle Beach yesterday passed an ordinance that they're now closing their hotels because they're trying to get all of the visitors out of Myrtle Beach. We're not at that point. But what's happening with us is we track our hotels by clusters. So Cherry Road cluster last week was about 37% occupancy. Dave Law Boulevard was about 40% occupancy compared to 85% that same week last year. So, they're taking more than a 50% hit. And for them, you know, it's just about maintaining, because what they're getting is they're getting some seniors that live in Florida that are going home to Canada. So we in talking to the hotels, they normally see this traffic 5 weeks from now. They're seeing it now. Mm. So that's allowing them to get some people into their hotel. Most of them have laid off most of their staff. Some are closing floors, only booking into the first floor. So it's just a new norm right now for them. And, you know, we went around last week and took cookies to them just to say, hey, you know, we're here for you. Yeah. There's not a lot we can do right now, but, you know, when this thing breaks loose, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be full force pushing this thing to get more people back to York County.
Well, it's got to make the restaurants here in town, the sporting venues, and the hotels feel like they're not alone in this, which I can imagine they would feel alone, but to have, you know, folks like yourself visit York County behind them, it's got to be a nice pat on the back.
Well, and that's what we're just there as a support system.
Sure.
You know, because they're in the trenches every day, so having somebody to talk to helps them, because, you know, our restaurants, they're struggling. They're hustling as much as they can, trying to get to go and grab and go and all those things. And talking to restaurateurs, you know, we're going to have less restaurants when we come out of this because some of them aren't going to make it. And so we need to support the ones that are here. You know, I heard someone say, you know, they're always there to sponsor our team or support our calls when that time has come. So now it's time for us to support them.
That is a great way of looking at it.
And it's, you know, eating out, getting to go, mm-hmm. you know, and it's doing what we can, because we need those restaurants. And when we come out of this, when we start bringing people back to York County, we need those restaurants.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah, so I am too.
Any excuse not to cook, I'm like right there.
Billy, when we look at tourism, though, across the country, once the fog has lifted and life gets back to normal, will there be some good deals at resorts and destinations for folks who have been working from home, could not go on a spring break trip like they wanted to, or a summer trip, maybe if this extends into summer? Will there be some good deals out there because people want to lure more people there and make up for the shortfall?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Everybody's going to be, you know, they're going to be pitching their shiniest thing at us out there because it's, you know, think about, we're 2 weeks into this, and I would travel tomorrow if I had the opportunity.
Sure.
And everybody's going to be the same way. They're going to be – so it's going to be, you know, where do I go? And we're going to be pitching everything that's great about York County.
Yes.
Even some things that might not be great about York County. We're going to pitch everything we can to try to get people here, because we need them to come here. We want them to come here and spend money and help support this economy, because – what's happening now trickles down to everybody.
It sure does.
And, you know, we need people here. We need them traveling and coming back to York County.
Jumpstart.
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, visit York County. You're on the front lines when it comes to tourism. We're lucky to have you all here as a support system and really just rallying around the troops, so to speak. And, again, you're here. Like Patty said, visit York County. But just maybe put it on pause right now.
Not quite yet.
That's right. That's
not
right.
Not quite yet.
Billy Dunlap is president of Visit York County. Billy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Say hello to the staff for us.
I will.